pastors. There may be a lot of pastors in the congregation guarding the flock in various arenas, various situations, and in various small groups and whatnot. But they aren't the senior pastor or the guy preaching or the prophet, as we would call him, in these gift ministries and these leadership ministries. So pastors are an interesting people, and not all senior pastors are pastors. Some of them are very apostolic, some of them are very evangelistic, and some of them are very prophetic, if we look at it in the context of these five ministry leaders. Now, the pastor expresses care and comfort for the congregation, and that's one way of protecting them, by knowing how to care for them, by knowing how to comfort them. He protects the congregation from spiritual danger. And this could be delegated in any size congregation to several people. So there could be several pastors who may not even bear the title of pastor, but they're doing the work of a pastor. They're leading the congregation by being pastors. And they protect it from this danger. And the two major dangers I see are division, which is where people start getting, you know, itchy at each other and start separating, which is very common. Even in small groups, you see division sometimes. In small groups of 10 to 25 people, you'll start to see little divisive things happening. And this person and that person, they're not sure about that guy. And we're going to sit over on this side of the room because, boy, I don't like the way she sings when we sing, you know. These type of divisive things. And a pastor is always trying to buffer those things and always trying to bring harmony. Also, the other aspect of danger is that of obvious heresy. And this is where you see in this particular text that it says he gave some to be pastors and teachers. And in the Greek, we can see where that would apply to this whole situation too, of being a teaching pastor, or even some ways to look at this Greek.